USA News. I'm Jerry Varmash. Community members in North Texas are mourning the loss of 8 people killed in a shooting at an outdoor mall near Dallas. The public gathered at Cottonwood Creek Baptist Church in Allen for a prayer vigil Sunday evening to honor the victims. Speakers included Allen Mayor Ken Folk, who said hearts were broken Saturday when a gunman wearing body armor opened fire. 7 people are dead after a driver rammed into a crowd of migrants in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas. Investigators believe the crash may have been intentional. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the White House plans for dealing with the end of Title 42 fall well short of what's needed.
We need not 1,500 soldiers. We need 15,000 or 150,000 to secure the border because of the open border policies of the Biden administration.
Abbott appearing on Fox News Sunday. A surge of migrants is expected to cross the border when Title 42 expires on Thursday. One Republican senator says he isn't ready to endorse anyone for president.
James Langford of Oklahoma said on ABC's This Week he didn't endorse anyone in 2016. It's possible he won't endorse anyone in 2024.
Several folks that are unannounced that may announce in the next couple of months, and then the first debates for Republicans will be in August.
Langford sidestepped the question on whether he would be comfortable with former President Trump again being the GOP nominee. He replied that it's still early and the nominee process is just beginning. I'm Dave Collins.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner of Ohio says leaders from Israel, Egypt, and Jordan believe the U.S. needs to step up its influence in the region.
There are serious threats in the area, and the United States should be playing a role.
Turner joined the top-ranking Democrat Jim Hines of Connecticut on CNN's State of the Union. They each described diplomacy in the Middle East as complicated. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
A top Senate Democrat would like to see more oversight of Supreme Court justices.
The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee wants Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts to establish a code of conduct for the High Court. On CNN's State of the Union, Senator Dick Durbin said,
he could announce a code of conduct for the court and finally mean something. This is the Roberts Court. And history is going to judge him by the decision he makes on this.
Durbin has been conducting hearings on ethics reforms after reports surfaced about Justice Clarence Thomas and his wife receiving money and gifts from wealthy Republican donors. I'm John Schaefer.
The MTV Movie and TV Awards didn't air live on Sunday. Instead, the show is being scaled back to a pre-taped format after host Drew Barrymore pulled out in solidarity with striking members of the Writers Guild of America. The WGA walked off the job May 2nd after talks broke down with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. Denny Hamlin is the winner of the NASCAR Cup Series Advent Health 400 race in Kansas. Kyle Larson, Will Byron, Bubba Wallace, and Ross Chastain rounded out the top five. A pair of NL West teams will begin next season on the road. According to ESPN, the Los Angeles Dodgers and San Diego Padres are expected to start the 2024 season with a pair of games in South Korea. It will be the first time in history that an MLB game will be played in South Korea. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.